Welcome to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. I'm Dr. Wallace, your host and moderator. Today we're featuring teams from Coloma and Bridgman. WSJM's Academic Challenge features scholastic competition involving high schools from around Southwest Michigan. Broadcast brought to you from the Community Room at Signature Dealer Group on Napier Avenue. Get the deal, not the ordeal. Go to SignatureDealerGroup.com. Along with Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Visit homeoftheshamrocks.org. For more information. Lakeshore Public Schools, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence, where Lancers become leaders. South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success in learning, leadership, and life. Lake Michigan College, welcome to the lake and the Cook Nuclear Plant. Let's meet our teams. First from Coloma, your name, what year you are, captain is Kayleen, and then what New Year's resolution did you make?
Hi, I'm Kayleen. I'm a junior, and I didn't make any New Year's resolution.
Easy to keep.
Jerry Bender, I'm a senior, and I don't make promises I can't keep.
Wise.
I'm Aaron, I'm a senior, and to keep track more better on my online classes.
Ah.
I'm Riley, I'm a sophomore at Coloma, and I just wanted to like be more social.
Good for you, Riley.
I'm James, I'm a sophomore, and... Oh.
You're okay, James, but this is Bridgman now. Just not confused. We don't want them to think that you're part of the Coloma squad. Nice Spartan sweatshirt, by the way.
Yeah, well,
sorry. Again, name, year, and Bridgman is captained by Savannah, but James, you start first in New Year's resolution.
I'm James. I'm a sophomore, and I didn't make a resolution.
I'm Elijah. I'm a freshman, and I also did not make any resolutions.
I'm Savannah. I'm a senior, and I guess my only resolution would be trying to pick a college. Yeah. I haven't picked yet.
Working on it, though. And have admissions to one, right?
Have admissions to four or five.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Elijah, pull that microphone closer, would you? And?
My name is Kai. I'm a junior, and my resolution was to apply for the Air Force Academy.
Oh, excellent.
Ooh, excellent choice.
I hope you get accepted, and thanks for serving ahead of time. So, the basic rules, first and second halves will announce the value of each question before it's asked. Bill will. When you press your button, please wait to be recognized. There's no consultation allowed except during the 60-second round at halftime. I'm your scorekeeper and judge, and today, Bill Klein is asking the questions. Are you ready?
Yes.
Audience ready.
The audience was ready. Come on.
Yeah. We're ready.
More coffee.
All right, for 5 points. Charles Babbage invented an analytical engine, a calculating machine. It was the second quarter of the 19th century. Of what 20th century invention was that a forerunner?
Anyone? Aaron.
And I just lost my thought. I forget what the question was. I had a brain fart. Sorry.
It happens to me all the time. Savannah.
A computer.
That is correct for 5 points. For 5 points, the kind of catastrophic explosion which blew away much of Mount St. Helens in 1980 is known to geologists as a Plinian eruption, named for the ancient Roman scholar Pliny the Elder, who first described such an event in AD 79. He described the eruption of what other volcano?
Kai.
Mount Vesuvius.
That is correct for 5 points. For 10 points, it's often necessary to cut back plants and trees to foster their growth and improve their appearance. What is this process called?
Kai.
Pruning.
That's correct for 10 points. For 10 points, Pasteur published his Germ Theory of Fermentation, and Dickens published Great Expectations during the same year that what war began in the Western Hemisphere?
Kai.
World War One.
Incorrect.
Jerry.
Civil War.
That is correct for 10 points. For 5 points, where would you find an epaulette on an overcoat?
Want to say that word again?
Epaulette.
Aaron.
On the zipper?
Incorrect.
Kai.
On the shoulders.
That is correct for 5 points. For 10 points,
Dante's Divine Comedy is divided into the Inferno, Purgatorio, and Paradiso. In which of those three does Dante meet the Greek hero Ulysses?
Aaron.
Inferno.
That is correct for 10 points. For 10 points, of what kind of system are raw milk, whipped cream, and dust in the air examples?
Aaron.
Pasteurized.
Incorrect.
Kai.
Heterogeneous.
Incorrect. It's colloidal suspensions. A multiple choice question for 5 points. Which disease results from gunshot wounds, animal bites, and lacerations? Yellow fever, Parkinson's disease, tetanus, malaria, or typhoid?
Aaron.
Tetanus.
That is correct for 5 points. For 10 points, Florida State and Florida A&M are both located in what city?
Anyone? Kai.
Tallahassee.
That is correct for 10 points. Now, this is kind of a geometry math question for 5 points. Find the measure of each exterior angle in a regular convex polygon with 15 sides. Find the measure of each exterior angle in a regular convex polygon with 15 sides.
I'm going to pass on that one.
I wasn't even
anyone? Kai.
12 degrees.
Incorrect.
Coloma? Time.
It's 24 degrees. You might want to get your pencils on this one. 5 points. Listen to the following list of authors and place them in the correct chronological order, beginning with the earliest and proceeding to the latest. Hemingway, Chaucer, Hawthorne, Plutarch. Earliest to the latest.
Anyone? Kai.
Plutarch, Chaucer, Hemingway, Hawthorne.
Incorrect.
Coloma, that would be Jerry.
Plutarch, Chaucer, Hawthorne, Hemingway.
That is correct for 5 points. For 5 points, the largest number of Amish people live in which state?
Kai.
Utah.
Incorrect.
Coloma, Aaron.
Michigan? Michigan?
Incorrect. It's Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania. For 15 points, the headquarters of which government agency is moving from Washington to Grand Junction, Colorado? It's BLM for short.
Anyone? BLM is not about bowel movement.
No. Well, in this administration.
Bureau of Land Management.
Bureau of Land Management. For 15 points, the Bank of England will issue a new 50-pound note that will be depict which computer science pioneer? Made a movie about it.
Hmm. Computer science time. Is that Steve Jobs?
Benedict Cumberbatch played him.
Oh, right.
Alan Turing. For 15 points, the U.S. dropped what NATO ally from the Joint Strike Fighter program after the country acquired a Russian S-400 missile defense system?
Last question. James.
Ukraine.
Incorrect.
Coloma.
Turkey.
That's the end of the first half of today's Academic Challenge. We'll be back with the score in the 62nd round after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Welcome back to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Close game at the end of the first half. The score is 35-30, Bridgman leading Coloma. Teams, you have three categories to choose from. You'll have 60 seconds to answer as many of the 10-point questions as you can. If you get them all right, you get an extra 20 bonus points. I haven't seen anybody do that yet, Bill.
Not yet.
And you're encouraged to consult with other, but only the team captain is allowed to answer the questions. After the minute is up, the opposing team will get a chance to answer any questions you did not. So, Coloma, at the moment, you get to start. The first choice of these categories, which are nine-letter words, none of them offensive, gee whiz, just the letter G, not like cheese whiz, and journalism. And, Kayleen, your choice?
We're going to do gee whiz.
Bill, it's all yours.
All righty. Who invaded China in 1211, conquered Persia in 1218, and invaded Russia in 1223?
Genghis Khan.
Genghis Khan.
Correct. Baseball's award for a player who excels at fielding his position is called what?
Pass.
What natural wonder was John Wesley Powell, the first American to visit?
Pass.
The capital of Guyana and the oldest part of Washington, D.C. share what name?
Pass.
What Italian hero was known as the George Washington of Italy?
Pass.
What percussion instrument is a series of steel bars played with hard mallets?
Glockenspiel?
That's correct.
Time.
Of what?
That's your full minute.
I didn't want to pronounce it wrong.
I got two.
Bridgman, you ready?
Oh, did he really?
Savannah's writing furiously over there.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
No.
Baseball's award for a player who excels at fielding his position is called what?
Pass.
What natural wonder was John Wesley Powell, the first American to visit?
Great Wall of China.
Great Wall of China?
Incorrect. It was Grand Canyon. The capital of Guyana and the oldest part of Washington, D.C. share what name?
Geneva?
Georgetown. What Italian hero was known as the George Washington of Italy?
Pass.
Of what are Cashmere, Angora, and Alpine breeds?
Goat.
Correct. What Spanish city contains the Alhambra Palace?
Pass.
What is the current name of the city once known as Danzig?
Last question.
No idea.
Is that Geneva?
Pass.
That was the last question.
It was Gdansk.
Gdansk.
And the Spanish city was Granada. And the Italian hero was Giuseppe Garibaldi. And Georgetown was the city in Washington.
Now, Bridgman, you got two categories
and
left.
Golden
you can,
Glove.
Golden Glove.
Yes.
We're not baseball fans apparently anymore. You've got nine-letter words and journalism. You want to talk about Tom Brokaw, don't you?
No.
No? She's like, I don't know who Tom Brokaw is. What category?
Nine-letter words.
Nine-letter words. Bill, all yours.
All right. What class of drugs are the most dangerous?
Narcotics.
Correct. A painting depicting natural scenery is called what?
Landscape.
Correct. In astrology, it's your birth chart.
Zodiac.
Incorrect.
Not nine letters.
What is the sincerest form of flattery?
Imitation.
Correct. This vegetable, which comes in spears, was once used as a medicine.
Asparagus?
Correct. Rayon and nylon are examples of what type of material?
Synthetic.
Correct. What H word means any system that's operated by the pressure of a liquid?
Hydraulic?
Correct. With which art form would an artist use the term freestanding? The art form.
Sculpture.
Correct.
Last question. That was it. Very well done, Bridgman. There's some questions unanswered, though. Coloma, are you ready? Kayleen, you're not smiling.
Oh, it's
Jerry's ready. He's been writing down notes. I can see it. So is Aaron. You ready? Here we go.
In astrology, it's your birth chart.
Horoscope.
Correct. Correct. A scribe used a stylus to make impressions on a clay tablet in what writing system?
Pass.
The NBA rulebook says no player shall be ejected for shattering what?
Backboard.
Correct. A scribe used a stylus to make impressions on a clay tablet in what writing system?
I know that one. Surprisingly.
Yeah. You still use it.
You guys have any idea? What? Printing.
Sorry?
Printing?
Incorrect. It's cuneiform.
Is that our 10?
Yep.
All right. That is the end of our 60-second round. We'll check the scores, conclude the game next with a final round here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Thanks to Falcon for making it run out here at Signature Toyota. The score at the end of the 60-second round is Bridgman 115 and Coloma 70. Time to find out what's happening in each of our participating schools. First, let's go with Coloma.
Well, I would first like to congratulate Ian Ishmael and Lily Trapp for winning Mr. and Miss Coloma. Also, our National Honor Society is volunteering at a soup kitchen, and our drama club has started working on their high school musical.
Do you know what they're doing?
High School Musical.
High School Musical. That's good.
It ties in together.
Yeah.
You also have some new players coming in. If you want to switch out there, let's introduce your name. Tell us what year you are at the school, and then if you made a New Year's resolution, what it is.
I'm Gabriel. I'm a senior, and I did not make any resolutions this year.
My name is Haley. I'm a senior, and my resolution is to be more dedicated to show my horses.
It's all right. I have that problem all the time.
My name is Cadence, and I'm a sophomore, and I did not make a resolution.
My name is Kimberly. I'm a junior, and my New Year's resolution was to get in shape.
Oh, that's one I would fail at.
I tried that one years ago. It didn't work.
And hear what's going on in Bridgman with the Bees. Here's Savannah.
So the Bridgman Bees have started their winter sports yesterday. Our girls varsity game had a game against Coloma. Our co-coach with Mr. Carr, Mr. Nicka, had their second child, a girl. Her name's Valerie Grace.
Congratulations.
And our school musical this year is Shrek the Musical, and our production is well on its way into rehearsal.
Excellent.
All right. What are you playing, Kai? In Shrek.
I'm Papa
playing, Max.
Papa Bear.
Papa Bear.
Ooh. Oh, Angela's mom. Okay. Wow.
Well, you have a new player on.
Charming would be perfect for Kai.
Nah.
Yeah, that would work too. Except he's too nice. Though maybe he's a good actor, so he could. Okay. Yeah, anyways. New player, Max. Tell us about yourself.
I'm Max. I am a freshman, and my New Year's resolution was to take better care of my long dude hair.
Cool. All right. The substitutions are in. Let's get the questions underway, Bill.
For 5 points, in response to a viral alien-themed Facebook event, the Air Force put out a statement discouraging people from coming to which secret location?
Guy.
Area 51.
That is correct for 5 points. For 10 points, a recent study found social media use is linked with symptoms of what illness in young people?
Kimberly.
Depression.
That is correct for 10 points. For 5 points, a bull bison tossed a 9-year-old Florida girl into the air when the animal charged a group of about 50 tourists. This happened at which Wyoming National Park?
Max.
Yellowstone.
That is correct for 5 points. For 15 points, a Cincinnati hospital paid what astronaut's family $6 million in settlement after his death?
Max.
The Aldrin family.
Incorrect.
Coloma, that would be Gabriel.
The Armstrong family.
That is correct for 15 points. For 15 points, Elizabeth Warren has introduced a bill to cancel what kind of debt for millions of people?
Gabriel.
Student loan debt.
That is correct for 15 points. For 10 points, in early 2019, he ended his retirement, leaving the Monday Night Football broadcast team to play tight end once again for the Dallas Cowboys. Who is he?
No fantasy football players over here, huh? Max.
John Madden.
I don't think John Madden's still alive.
No. Yes, he is. He is, but he's 72 years old. Jason wow. Witten. For 15 points, Brian Williams, MSNBC show, has what show title that designates the last possible moment to get something done?
Ah, there it goes. Cadence?
I feel like I'm wrong, but is it Saved by the Bell?
Incorrect.
Bridgman. Max.
Procrastinating.
It's the 11th hour.
Oh.
It's on at 11 o'clock.
No
idea. Oh, I know what that means.
Past my bedtime.
I watch it every night. For 5 points, in the United States, nearly all adults can vote. Only three groups of people can be barred from voting. Name any one of those groups.
Max.
Rapists.
Oh. How about another term for that? Or is that
sex offenders?
Well, it's
yeah, okay.
It's a correct answer. It's criminals.
It says criminals.
And
felons.
Rapists are criminals. Persons with mental illness and persons with mental retardation. So we both can take
though four or five states have allowed felons to start voting
yes.
again.
But
not in jail once they're out.
A multiple choice question for 10 points. The legal definition of panderer is one who caters to the mistakes, fears, vices, gullibility, or talents of others.
Gabriel.
Vices.
That is correct for 10 points. For 10 points, another multiple choice question. Here, the population has blacks on the coast and Indonesian Polynesian descendants inland. Am I talking about Santo Domingo, Trinidad, Cape Verde Islands, Zanzibar, or Madagascar?
Max.
Madagascar.
That is correct for 10 points. For 5 points, the shocks that travel through the Earth's crust during an earthquake are known by what two-word term?
Max.
Primary waves or P waves.
Incorrect.
Gabriel.
Seismic waves.
That is correct for 5 points. For 10 points, both his wife and his mistress were Philistines, although he fought against their people. Can you name this biblical hero?
Max.
David.
Incorrect.
Coloma? Kimberly,
Moses.
You got him before the bell. You're okay.
Moses.
Incorrect. It's Samson.
Yes.
A math question for 10 points. Consider the Earth to be a spherical planet with a 24,000-mile circumference. Now find the distance in miles from the North Pole to a location along the prime meridian at latitude 30 degrees north.
Pencil drop. Mic drop. You were thinking about it. Max.
2,600 miles.
Incorrect.
Well, that seems a little...
he's guessing. Coloma, venture a guess?
It's 4,000 miles, according to this.
I don't know.
For 10 points, name any one of the three products of the complete digestion of carbohydrates, fats, and proteins.
Gabriel.
Energy.
Incorrect.
Max.
Fecal matter.
That's
The probability.
Yeah, we're looking for sugars or fatty acids or amino acids.
You're done.
That was a pretty good answer. For 10 points, name any Roman emperor whose rule began before the birth of Christ.
Max.
Augustus.
That is correct. For 10 points. For 10 points, what New York Yankee batted 529 in the 1932 World Series?
Max.
Babe Ruth.
Incorrect.
Gabriel's thinking about it. No.
Should have guessed. Lou Gehrig. For 5 points, Britain's monetary unit, the pound, is abbreviated LB. What Latin word does this represent?
Last question. Max.
Lib.
Latin word, lib?
No, it's incorrect.
Oh, it's close. Coloma, I guess? Libra. All right, that is the end of our second round and the end of Academic Challenge for today. We'll tabulate the scores and be right back on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back on News Talk 94.9 WSJM's Academic Challenge to announce today's winner and thank our sponsors. By a score of 145 to 125, Bridgman defeats the Comets of Coloma. Congratulations, and thank you all for joining us on WSJM's Academic Challenge, broadcast brought to you from the Community Room at Signature Dealer Group on Napier Avenue. Get the deal, not the ordeal. Go to SignatureDealerGroup.com. Along with Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Visit homeoftheshamrocks.org for more information. Lakeshore Public Schools, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence, where Lancers become leaders. South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success in learning, leadership, and life. Lake Michigan College, welcome to the lake, and the Cook Nuclear Plant. Join News Talk 94.9 WSJM again next week at the same time as Michigan Lutheran and Lawrence go head-to-head on Academic Challenge.
Good job, guys. Good job. Good game.